Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Connor Units is following that contest in Plymouth County and all the state's legislative races this year. Connor Units runs the politics website, MassBeacon.com. In fact, he launched it straight after the special Senate election that sent Republican Scott Brown to Washington and sent tremors through the electoral landscape in Massachusetts. Connor joins us this morning to handicap the races. Connor, thanks for coming in and good to see you.
Thanks for having me.
Fred Tice just reported on one race where Republicans say they're confident going up against a Democratic incumbent in Plymouth County. And that optimism seems to be a fairly common theme among the GOP in Massachusetts right now. But is it warranted, to quote your website, how ripe is Massachusetts for a takeover?
Well, the takeover is a bit of an exaggeration, I think, but it's certainly a period like we haven't seen in 20 years. That seems to be the general consensus. People are likening it to 1990 when Governor Weld swept in and the Republicans made big gains in the House and the Senate, even taking enough seats in the Senate to support a gubernatorial veto. I don't think that they'll get quite that far this year. They need to get from 4 to, I think, 14.
In the Senate.
In the Senate, or from 16 to, I think, 53 in the House. So they've got a long way to go. But I do think that this is a year where they will pick up seats.
Is it possible that pundits then are overstating the impact of Scott Brown's victory and that Republicans are trying now to overcapitalize on it?
Well, I certainly, and I think I'm guilty of this, we've probably overstated the impact because when you get to the state rep and state senate races, they're very local races in many sense, especially at the state rep level. But at the same time, you had some districts here where Democrats haven't been challenged this decade and Scott Brown was winning by 5 or 6 or 10,000 votes. So I do think there is a reality that the timing is different now than it has been in years past.
Let's take a closer look at the House. Mm-hmm. Where do you anticipate the close contests?
Fred just did the story on the 12th Plymouth. I think that could be a very competitive race. There are also a number of other seats in the Plymouth County, which has traditionally been an area where Democrats have represented, but Republicans do very well. There's a state senator from Plymouth County in Bob Hedlund that is a Republican that does very well up there. I do think in Worcester County there are gains to be made. On the Cape there are gains to be made. In the North Shore. The interesting thing is that in a lot of these places where Scott Brown put up huge numbers and that have traditionally held strong for Republicans, there's still a lot of Democrats that are not facing a challenge.
Well, in Worcester County, there were only two communities that went blue in the Scott Brown race, the city of Worcester itself, mm-hmm. and I think it was the town of Harvard that voted for Martha Coakley, mm-hmm. which means a lot of red in the entirety of the rest of the county.
Right, and there are actually 18 House seats in Worcester County. But the latest list that I've looked at, there are still 5 or 6 reps that represent areas where Scott Brown won that do not have a Republican challenger.
Worcester Telegram and Gazette reported this weekend that Republican officials in the state are acknowledging that they're not going to contest every House seat across the state this year, but insist that they'll contest all but maybe 75 with the goal of putting up, as they say, strong candidates instead of a lot of candidates, so quality over quantity. Is that a good strategy, do you think?
I think it is a good strategy. The question I have about it is that they're putting up some candidates in districts like in Boston where Martha Coakley won big, where Democrats always win big, and then leaving, as I said, some of these places in Plymouth County and Worcester County where there's still no candidates to this point.
So it could be wasting time and money.
It could be. I do think they're taking the right approach in focusing on a smaller number of races. I wonder if they're ensuring that they're focusing where they have the best chance to win.
Over to the Senate. Republicans hold just 4 of the 40 seats. Come November, how many of those seats are in doubt for Democrats?
Scott Brown won between 25 and 27 seats in the Senate, depending on how you break out some of the precinct numbers.
Meaning he bested Martha Coakley in those districts.
He bested Martha Coakley in those districts. There are 8 open seats now in the Senate, including 2, one belonging to Scott Brown, one belonging to Richard Jussieu, who's running for lieutenant governor, that the Republicans will have to defend. But 6 of those are ones that Democrats will have to defend. There are challengers In 7 to 8 of the other Senate districts, there could even be another seat or two that open up. And there are a number of strong challengers. So I think it's certainly likely that the Republicans will pick up seats. It could be anywhere from, I would say, 2 to 5.
Let me ask you about one Senate seat in particular. When you break things down precinct by precinct, it shows that Scott Brown beat Martha Coakley in the district held by Senate President Therese Murray by about 20,000 votes. Mm-hmm. Does that make Therese Murray, the Senate president, a target this fall?
You would think so. You see it in the national level. Republicans are constantly trying to take down Democratic leadership and vice versa. Harry Reid is facing a challenge. Tom Daschle was ousted. I'm not sure that Therese Murray falls into that category. It does not appear, although she was challenged in 2004, she beat back that challenge very easily. And to this point, I have not heard of a strong challenger. There's really a lot of question marks until you get to April 27th as to who is a legitimate candidate and who isn't.
Connor Units, thank you very much for coming in. Good conversation.
Thanks for joining me.
Connor Units runs the website massbeacon.com. You can link to it via our website, wbur.org.